WIRX, everything that rocks.
Good morning. I almost did the yet it. It's the wrong song. It's 8:12, it's Brock, it's Hunter. Yeehaw, dude. Yeehaw, dude. Today, we got a chance for some more lake effects. No, that's going to be tapering off in the afternoon, high of 25. Tonight, though, could see a little bit more snow, low of 12 tomorrow. Chance for some flurries and a high of 24. Saturday, partly sunny and a high of 30, then warming up into Sunday in the early part of next week.
So we got a cat. His name's Tito. He likes going outside. Yesterday, I go outside to get the mail, and he runs out real quick. He kind of sits there in the snow and looking around. He's like, what the hell is this? What's going on outside? He runs right back in.
Does your cat like snow?
I don't think he minds it.
See, our little Pomeranian loves the snow.
Yeah.
Our pug hates the snow.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's like, nope, not going to do that.
You know, it's wild. The cat goes outside. You'd think it would just be freezing cold. He's out there and just his fur, he's just chilling.
Yeah, just hanging out.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're made for it. That's why you got to tell Kiki, yeah, like, we're not going to leave them outside all day, but they're also not going to freeze if we put them outside for a little bit.
They're not hairless like humans.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I mean, you're
No, I'm good. I don't even need a coat when I go out.
You're definitely not hairless.
I got a sweater.
You got that little Austin Powers look going.
Do I make you horny? Do I? Do I, baby? Yeah, so it's good. I got nature's vest on.
Yeah, it's great. So put your shirt back on.
You and your three chest hairs.
Look at
that's pretty. That's not too bad. It's like more as grown.
Yeah, it took me 35 years or 34 years.
I will admit, I had that phase in my life where I did everything, but I left the treasure trail.
Oh, the treasure. Just follow the treasure trail.
It's right down there.
Yeah.
X marks the spot.
Do you ever get like really long hairs in weird spots?
Oh, dude, I'm starting to get them now. Like on my neck,
yeah.
Middle of the back. You're
dude,
like, yeah.
I got a nipple hair that's like 3 feet long, dude. I'm just letting it ride. Let it ride. It is. It's long, dude.
It's so disturbing. It's so disturbing. That should be your WTF. Speaking of that, let's get to it right now.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden Center in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden Center.
Your best buds in the biz.
What's up, Katie?
What's up?
And everyone shut off the radio. We're talking to no one now. As soon as you said 3 foot long nipple hair.
Yeah, look at it, dude. Look at it.
All right, let's just do this one. Let's do this one, because this is a big WTF. And, of course, it's in Florida. What the Florida?
Yeah.
We're going to end up changing this. A hospital worker in Florida got arrested on Tuesday after he was caught. I didn't even want to say it. He was caught sucking on an elderly patient's toes while they were sleeping.
No.
Hell yeah, suck toes.
No. That's so bad. What are you doing?
And then you feel something down by your feet. It's me, it's JP. I'm sucking upon your toes. We don't mind sucking on toes. Good reclining up on the head of sound. Having sex with me and KG. Now you're talking double team. Supreme.
I don't care if you write a song about it. It's terrible.
Sucking on toes.
No.
So this hospital worker was sucking on an old person's toes while they were sleeping.
I did it online. I'm going to do it on the air. Yep. I'm putting it out there. All right? We all have weird things about us. We all have fetishes. You like weird things. You like to talk about robots.
I got a bunch.
You know? But when it comes to feet, I don't care. It's disgusting.
Yep.
Come on. What is it about a foot that you look at and you're like, yeah, you know, it's pretty hot.
Believe me, I'm right there with you. Different strokes for different folks.
Dude, that is a very different stroke, though.
I don't judge. You can like what you like, but what? I cannot get behind the whole foot fetish thing. I don't get it. Yeah.
What about it? Yeah. What about a foot? Are you like, yeah.
I don't even think, like, if Kiki was in the bath and just got done scrubbing her feet with...
Just keep them away.
A rock. You know, one of those foot rocks. I would never do it.
I just saw a video of a guy. It was Taylor Swift. She was doing an interview, and there's this creepy guy around doing the interview with her.
Yeah.
And he kept trying to get her to take her shoes off so he could smell her feet. And it was really awkward. It was a really, like, cringe-worthy moment. It was on Reddit.
Yeah.
And She's like, no, like, just stop asking me, Bubble. Yeah. And this guy, you could just tell in his face, it's like, this guy's got a weird foot fetish. He really wants to smell your feet. Like, the smell?
Yeah.
Like, that's what gets you, man? Like,
yeah. I don't understand it.
You know, you guys, just please explain it.
Yeah. I'm into a lot of weird stuff, but toes, that's where I draw the line. I draw the line at toes.
All right.
You get those dirty
corn feet.
Those dirty feet away from me. Those dirty, clammy, been in socks all day.
Somebody else's big toe in your mouth. It's just beyond. It's beyond. I don't believe it. It's not a real thing.
Your toe's so hot. God, I love that toe. Just want to put it in my mouth.
You should see my toes. I got big toes.
Yeah.
Hey, I ain't putting it in anybody's mouth.
No. No, I wouldn't even ask you. If anybody said.
No.
If anybody said, hey, can I put your toe in my mouth? I'd be like, no, get the hell out of here. What's wrong with you?
Yellow nails.
You freak. Get the hell out of here.
People have weird feet, too, man.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Those weird toenails that really...
Dirty festival feet.
Oh, yeah. Dirty festival feet.
God!
Put your shoes on.
Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
What's up?
What's up, you ace?
See this hat I'm wearing?
The Michigan hat?
Yeah. They're going to whip Wisconsin's ass.
Ass! Whip the ass!
Yeah.
Well, speaking of not dumb hats like the one you're wearing, we have hats off to the literacy. We have officially announced. We are so excited about this. WIRX, along with Twisted Twin Custom Motorcycles in South Haven, need your help as we say hats off to literacy. That's right. We're going to be helping kids all over Southwest Michigan improve their reading, helping out a lot of great causes. To get your limited edition WIRX hat, all you got to do is donate 2 new or lightly used children's books towards the United Way of Southwest Michigan's
like the
Spring Into Reading campaign.
Boxcar Children.
The puppy who lost his way. If you can find that one.
I want to say it so bad. I can't.
You got to think. You got a responsibility.
And find that effing dog.
Now, if you don't have books to donate, that's all right. You can just donate $25 towards the DP Imagination Library to sponsor a child for 1 year of free books. That's awesome.
Waldo Book Count.
I think so. I think so. That's a children's book.
Yeah.
Good for the mind. We're going to have 40 hats available at each live broadcast, and you can make sure you get those books to us, and you can either donate as well when we're there. Make sure you join us. We're going to be out for our first Hats Off to Literacy at Coach's Bar and Grill in Stevensville, Tuesday, March 3rd. That's right. This coming Tuesday, 5 to 7. Hunter and I are going to be out there. Bring your books. Bring your money to donate. Get your hat. Also, Coach's has a lot of great deals going on. They'll have half-pound deep-fried shrimp, deep-fried pickles, toasted subs. They got some Lenten specials as well. Smoked steelhead, fish and chips, salmon dinner. And also for the night, $7 12-ounce Bud and Bud Light drafts and 12-ounce Busch Light cans. Also, $2 off burgers and domestic bottle beers are only $2 as well. You can't beat that.
You can't beat that, man.
So join us. And if you miss anything, WIRX.com will have when and where we're going to be for Hats Off to Literacy with Twisted Twin Custom Motorcycles. Of course, we also want to say a huge thank you to the other amazing people that helped make this happen, which is Smith Indoor Garden Supply in Hartford, Applebee's, Boss Concrete, Joey C's Pizzeria, Farmers Insurance, and of course, Coach's Bar and Grill.
And if you by chance have R.L. Stine's Goosebumps, specifically Camp Zombie, donate that one. That's the last one I need for the collection.
That is a good one for your collection. Find out more, WIRX.com.
Everything that rocks.
All righty, good morning. 8:49, Brock Hunter.
What's up?
The lovely Kiki.
Hey there.
The lovely Chris Thompson.
Oh,
lovely.
Get your hands off my thighs.
No. God. You're mine now. So you're in my studio. All right. Well, let's get right to it. Well, we obviously have dumb vocabulary brought to you by Farmers Insurance, Chris Thompson. But before we get to that, you got anything major going on right now? What are you doing?
I'm
being a stud.
Teaching
a spin class.
I'm getting ready to start teaching spin. I'm getting certified for it. Work has been very busy getting ready for the SB1, the Senate Bill 1 changes that take effect this summer.
Does that have to do with insurance?
It does.
So if people have new changes, they should come see you.
That would be wonderful.
Yeah.
Yes.
That'd be great.
Yeah. Real quick, though, Chris is going up to Ann Arbor today to watch the Wolverines beat your Badgers.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just smacking that badger ass.
Yep.
Me?
Bucky does have a nice ass. He really does. I'll give him that. Well, that'll be fun. I mean, I'm sad to see that you're going to watch your team lose in person, but that's all right.
It's going to be like 25. I mean, it's not even going to be close.
I don't even know how the Badgers do it. I pretend like I care. I don't know. You know, it's like, oh, yeah, they're going to win. I'm making unruly bets with it. It's great. Well, good. Well, I'm glad you're staying busy. I'm glad things are going well.
Yeah.
And again, with changes coming, or maybe you have questions on your insurance, you're with a provider that you're not happy with, go see Chris. You got a lot of options. You'll do quotes for people, just there to make insurance easier on them.
Trying to.
I love it.
And shout out to Jeff. He's one of your listeners that came in on Monday to come see me.
Awesome. There you go. Sweet. Nice job, Jeff. Be more like Jeff, you dumb sons of bitches. Go see Chris. So that's awesome. Well, good. Let's do your dumb vocabulary.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
And as always, your dumb vocabulary brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Chris Thompson Agency, home, car, life, snowmobile, camper, cycling insurance.
Cycling. Oh, nice.
You guys should get that insurance before Monday.
That might be life insurance.
Yeah.
That also falls into life insurance. Yes.
How Kiki died. Took one of Chris's spin classes.
I'm going to try it, and I probably will.
It's convenient that I took out a huge life insurance policy on her right before she went. Uh-huh. I had Chris snuff you out.
Anyway, the other day we did a show on what would you do with $1 billion or something, and I would buy a Super Hornet, FAA-18. Could you insure that by chance?
You know, I've had people ask me about planes before, and I think I can broker it through somebody. I don't know about that.
Don't look at me like you got an answer all of a sudden. I told you.
Don't waste your time in researching what needs to happen, because that will never happen.
Yeah, come on.
That's true. Yeah.
Maybe someday.
A couple extra DJ gigs.
Yeah. All those Pepsi points that we got building up. That's still good, right? Anyway, go see Chris. He's the man. Chris. Your dumb vocabulary for today, this is one we talked about earlier, childo.
Oh, you're really going to do
it? Well, I'm tweaking it a little bit, not the full on. Childo.
A childo. You know what? There's a childo back home. You could get at a dive bar.
We can't do this one.
Yeah, we can. Sure, no, we can. Yeah, we can. Don't worry. I got it. Don't worry. I got it, Hunter. Will you put a little faith
Bill,
in me?
Hey, Bill, I said that we can't do this one. So when you come here and say, what are you guys doing? Just yell at Brock.
Childo.
Okay, but hear me out.
Yeah,
we used to get childos in a big pitchers of beer at this dive bar back home. It was a childo, and it was this big white thing that you put in there, and it had like ice in the middle of it, and they called it a childo for your pitcher of beer.
That's not what this is.
It kept it really, really cold, but that's what I'm going for childo. That way.
Chris, what is it? What's a childo?
I'm leaving. I don't.
Chris has children.
The fact that Hunter's over here saying we can't do this.
See, Hunter doesn't have I have everything under control.
Unless you really tweak this one.
You have nothing to worry about,
does
little buddy.
Does that have anything to do with the frozen bananas?
I'm out of this one, guys.
And you're on the right path.
And you're freezer, Hunter.
Yeah, by the way, Hunter's wife keeps bananas frozen in the freezer.
I heard that from yesterday.
Yeah.
That's okay.
For smoothies.
Yeah, is that what it is?
Yeah, that's what the kids are calling it.
Yeah, that's right. God, she's always making smoothies in her bedroom. It doesn't make sense.
I hear that whirring sound. I don't know what it is. What? Oh.
She just froze a watermelon the other day.
Like, what was
oh, my gosh. Oh, okay. Time out. Pump the brakes.
Jeez.
Okay, before we go any further with the childo.
Childo!
I am going with a contraption with ice in it that keeps your beer cold, because I have actually used one back home. Go. Anybody else?
I'm going with a cold or frozen...
Say it, Chris.
Just call it a dodo.
Tool that a woman would use to...
Chris is right. It's a frozen dildo. That's all it is.
That's it? That's it. As simple as that?
It's a childo. It's a chili dildo.
That
you put it in
sound,
there.
That's not.
This is what it's like to chew five gum.
That's not pleasure. I don't like. That's not something
well,
I
would think about really, like a hot and cooling sensation.
He really dumbed it down for you.
I did.
Frostbite would not feel good down there.
No, but I mean, don't.
I think that they do use something similar for pregnant women, for women who just had babies and have like stitches.
Yeah, I'm not. You could use like you can just put it in the fridge,
and you can.
I think Kiki's just worried about chipping a tooth.
Yeah, he's out. Brock just left. He just didn't leave in the studio. Chris.
That's awful.
Oh my God.
That's hilarious.
You
man.
Are welcome on this show at any point.
I have nothing to say.
I feel bad now because I shouldn't make fun of you. You're like so innocent.
Don't ever apologize.
I'm not
that is fantastic.
I'm not that innocent.
Example, Kiki chipped her tooth on her children. Yes. Always a pleasure, and thank you for continuing to support us when no one else will.
Absolutely.
That's your dumb vocabulary brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Chris Thompson Agency.
Chris!